Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. They come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread and down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Born, but on a tree, you died to save your man.
Still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me.
and my background sense.
Oh, Lord,
oh yeah. God rescued me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Just say, hey, it's my people who are called by my name. Humble themselves and pray. Keep my faith. Turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, I want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Out of my life, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super excited about what the Lord is going to do on this morning. Father, God, I ask you to come on and have your way. Have your way, Lord. Less of the woman of God, more of you. We are about your business, not our business. In Jesus' name, amen. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. I can think of right off the top of my head, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Paris, Italy, Russia, the Netherlands, South Africa, China, Japan. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis. We know that you can't openly praise God like we can. But remember, on this side of the globe, we are praying and interceding for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Keep standing on the word of God. We are on here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. Again, you're not by yourself. Remember, the first thing you need to put on when you open your eyes is your helmet of salvation. But let me tell you this. Don't take it off, because the enemy will still try to attack your mind in your sleep. Keep your armor on. Stay prepared. Stay armed and ready, in so many words. God got you. Remember, he never left you. He will never forsake you. He's always right there with you. Always remember, you need to let go of what people did to you. Let go of the bitterness. Forgive them, because look at this, the forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. They can go on and pass away and you still holding on, not forgiving them. Let that go. You want God to bless you, and I'm here to tell you, let it go and give it to the Lord. He can handle it way better than you. Even if they don't apologize, it's okay. Because remember, a proper walk is a lonely walk. When you're chosen, you're going to go through hell. See, I'm going to talk about Kashima because y'all can say save and sanctify. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's okay. You fell down, get back up. Remember, a just man falls down 7 times. It's not about how many times he fell, but look at this. He got right back up to do what thus said the Lord. You can do the same thing. So what you sold, dope. So what you kicked in, though. So what you smoked, crack. So what you sell yourself. So what? God still loves you, and he still can change your life. All you need to do is surrender to him. Father, life seems so unjust and unfair. The pain of rejection is almost more than we can bear. Past relationships have ended strife, anger, rejection, and separation. I ask you to cover them and guide them the right direction, Heavenly Father. You know the need and desire. You know what they've been through. You already know everything about them. But I'm asking you to touch them so they can know who they are in you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's okay. I know, get your pen and paper together. The woman of God is coming on, and she's going to have a word just for you from the Lord. One thing Apostle and I don't do, we're not going to bring anybody on here that's not going to deliver what thus saith the Lord. And if they don't deliver what thus saith the Lord, I guarantee they will not be back on the second round, because we don't play with God. We play and did what we want to do and thought we was doing the right thing, and God let us make our own mistakes. Sometimes you have to make that mistake to know where you are. It's okay to cry, cry. It's okay to talk, talk, but don't stay in that position. The only position you need to stay in is when you lay it out in front of God, prostrated on the floor, talking to the Lord, just you and him. We say this all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible, but try one scripture at a time. We all have a cell phone. Download the app. If you're not a big reader, hear the word so you'll know the word for yourself. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak if you need prayer. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. I cannot judge what you did last night. That's not my job. But what my job is to inspire, push you, and help you get what you need. Yes, it's midwife time. And yes, this midwife will push you as much as she can when you're needed. You're not in this fight by yourself, sweetheart. Sister, you see another sister down, hold your hand up and pull her up. Don't laugh at her and beat her down, because you have no idea what she's been through. That's my little soapbox moment, as Apostle say when he get on Man Up Monday. But know that we are here. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. When you call, you must press 1 if you want to speak or if you need prayer. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yes. Come on, sing.
You are God.
Amen, amen. I love you, Jesus. That's one thing you should constantly say over and over again. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to introduce to some and present to others. Our mother, the mother of the Abba House International, a phenomenal woman of God, is on. Get your pen and your paper ready. Get ready to eat spiritually because she has a word from the Lord just for you. Good morning, Mother Nelly. How are you?
Oh, blessed. And you, daughter. You.
I'm blessed, Mother. We're honored to have you back on. This time, it's a different area now because you're the mother of Zion, the mother of the Abba House. So y'all guys, get back, get ready, and get ready to receive this word. The floor is yours, Mother.
Amen, amen. Kingdom blessings to each and every one of you on today. Say it's such an honor to be able to even get on a broadcast, you know, to be chosen by God. You know, that's one of the things. And when I came in and I heard that song, and I can just let you know that that is what he gave me. I love you, Jesus. I worship and I adore you. You know, that is a cry out to the Lord with your whole heart on today. You know, I give all blessings and glory to God for those who are in tutelage over me at the Haver House International, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas and Apostle-elect Kashima Douglas. I give them honor, as they say, because we honor those who are there to lift us up, those who are there to pray for us, and those who are there to keep us. But I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm not going to be before you long, because, as they say, sometimes we wrestle in what we have to say. So my prayer this morning is, God, take me and hide me behind the cross. Asking you to let old Nelly decrease and you increase into me. Let the words that be spoken out of my mouth come from you, O God, so that it'll be a blessing to your people. I want you to turn your minds and your hearts to Romans 12:2, when I asked him, what would you have me say on this morning? And all I could hear was, tell my people to be, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And I'm going to pause right there, because I want you to note that he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye. And he's talking to each and every one of us individually. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And normally I would stop there, but the Spirit said no, because see, we have an obligation, kingdom builders. We are to be concerned with the souls of the people that he bring before us. He says, so that what ye shall prove, okay, is that good. Can I tell you, he's talking about us proving the good. He's talking about us proving the acceptable, not something we make up, y'all, the acceptable and the perfect will of God, not just for our life, but for theirs also. You let your mind be transformed. So much is going on in the world today, and can I tell you, the body of Christ. I'm not talking about the brick and the mortar, y'all. That's one of the things I want to emphasize. We're talking about God's church. I don't want you to think when I start to bring it up about, because, see, whether we really realize it or not, we are the church. We are the church. You as an individual are the church. And God wants you to let your mind get to the place where it is transformed into the things of him. And the next thing he brought before me, he said that, you know, my church has gotten in a place and in a position where they're like that. And we're going to run you into John 5. You done become like the man sitting at the pool of Bethesda. Y'all better hear this. We know, y'all know the story. I can't go into all the scriptures. So as he bring it to me, I'm going to break it down as he gives it to me. You know, the man was at the pool of the Bethesda. Y'all can find it in John 5 and just read on down till you get satisfied. But he was laying there by the pool. He was a disabled man. Now, he was a paraplegic. You know, he had got at that pool and he was laying there. Did you read it? It tells you that the man had been an invalid for 38 years. You know, what's going on in your mind and your heart that you're not moving forward in the things of God? Not only was he a paraplegic for 38 years, they say, hey, he was brought there. He wasn't there all that time, but when they brought him there, watch this, you guys. Watch this, you know. They laid him there, and he was surrounded by what? Five porches was there. Five porches, which is representing the grace, the goodness, and the mercy of God to human mankind. You know, he had got there so many things in life, and I want to go on as he's telling me to go on and let you know he had a condition, but he positioned himself to get the help that he needed. But can I tell you, he didn't have what we have. And to let you know he was depending on the wrong person, it says when Jesus showed up on the scene. Can I tell you, healing comes when Jesus show up. Say, when Jesus showed up on the scene, you know, and he asked the man, you know, he knew, Jesus knew immediately. He had been there a long time. And he asked him, do you want to get well? Do you want to be healed? I want you to hear the response out of his mouth. And sometimes I want you to think about what you say sometimes. What do you say? I ain't got nobody to help me to get in the pool. The man was positioned in a place, y'all. He knew miracles happen at the pool of Bethesda. He knew that an angel would come and stir the water. He knew that if he could get into that pool first, that he would be healed. Can I tell you? Some of us are set up just like that. But watch this. Carnally, the natural side of man, he was also standing right there. He was laying right there by the sheep gate. You know, and there's a lot of activity there. He was there to be seen. He was there to make sure that he was fed. He got arms, you know. He got the water to sustain him in life. And as God was showing me this, what he showed me was, what is transformed in your life? I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the individual bodies. I'm talking about each and every one of you. What is transformed in your life that has caused you to be a paraplegic, huh? Are you leaning and depending on man? Well, he say, well, he didn't have what you got. He didn't have the basic Bible instructions before leaving earth. He wasn't told that he already had dominion. He wasn't told that he could speak life into some dead situations. He wasn't told that all he had to do was call them things to be not as though they were. He wasn't told that he had to trust in the Lord with all his heart and lean not to his own understanding. He didn't know that. He didn't know that Jesus hadn't already died on the cross. He said, now y'all need to choose what you're going to do and who you're going to really serve. He didn't know. Some of us have been called by God. Many are called, but I mean, many are called, but few are chosen. Some of us have been chosen by Almighty God, but we're stuck in a place, looking for somebody to come along and tell us what we need to do. He said, He said, when I hung, bled, and died on the cross, I told you I was going to send you your teacher. Some of us believe that we can't get it unless somebody affirms what God done already put in our spirit. Some of us don't even realize that, hey, what we need is already there. We need to activate it. We need to stand up on the word of God. Some of us, and I'm talking about the individual bodies of Christ. I'm talking about those who God has anointed and appointed. He said, you're still sitting there and you're making yourself a paraplegic in the spirit realm, because you're forgetting what I called you to do. You feel like you're not, and can I tell you, I'm talking to myself in a lot of these areas because we feel incapable, but I hear in the word of God, he said, those that I called, that I've already anointed, I've already appointed, I've already predestined you, He said that your steps have been ordered by the Lord. Don't let man, this man at the pool of Bethesda, as they say, in my mind, I can hear him like, he didn't have a friend right there who would come in and push him into water. He didn't have a friend who would come in. You know, you can just speculate in your mind, not trying to add to, but my imagination say when they was giving out alms, he'd get two sandwiches to give to somebody else, trying to find a friend who could do, huh, make you wonder. Say, no, he couldn't walk, but Lord, could he inch his way to the pool so that when the angel come, all he had to do was just fall off into it, not in depend and lean and depend on man, but find himself. Because one thing they had back then, as they say, they were taking right the word of the Lord on the, I always say, the doorpost, put them on the refrigerator and the mirror to remind him of what God had already tell you. We have it ever before us. What has crippled you in the spirit realm? God wants us to get to a place where I now say, not that we had on yesterday, because we were running strong on yesterday until some of us got in some places where the spirit of rejection, the spirit of low self-esteem, oh, crippling me, making my knees hurt. Come on. Somebody come in and you tell them what God said and they tell you you ain't ready. Come on. Who you listening to? Who is your ear gate? He said, those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, let him hear what God is saying to you. Let no man cripple you in the spirit realm. You are the church, not the building, not the brick and the mortar. God said, I place my word in you. It comes a time in life where we have to rise up in spirit realm to be who God has called us to be, not lean and depend on the voice of Tyrone, Sally, Sue, and anyone else. When God said he anointed and appointed you, you have to get to a place, we have to get to a place that we trust the Holy Ghost in us. We let no devil in hell come in and throw us off the mark. Can I tell you the jealousy in the earth realm against the body of Christ? You wonder now why everything is coming at you, because he called you. The enemy is trying to mute you out. The enemy is trying to shut you down. He said, but you need to choose this day who you're going to serve. Can I tell you? And then he switched over and said, you look at yourself. Take it personal. What has slowed you down in your walk? Who has whispered in your ear? Can I tell you? I hear him. Hey, he said, back in the garden, Adam was standing right there, and that serpent was whispering in Eve's ear and caused her to go astray. Who whispering? Who talking? Who lying? Who changing? Who adding to? Who's taking away from who you are in the spirit realm, and you allowing them to nibble at your ear gate? You better cut them off. He said, there comes a time in life when if you go on over a little bit further, she told me not to fool with this computer, but nevertheless, that's what I lean on because I can see it well. We're going to slip on over, y'all. We're going to run into 2 Kings because I'm almost finished. Ain't got too much more to say. There comes a time in life. He said, choose this day who you're going to serve. Can I tell you, we're going to talk about them 4 lepers for a little while, because we in a spot right now where we need to make a decision. What for God I live, and for God I die. And if you remember, this word says Elijah had told them that there was a phantom coming in the land. And how about it was 4 lepers that was standing outside, and they had to make a decision. I'm telling y'all, the law said back then, they couldn't even come in the public. They couldn't be around people. When they came out so people could see them, they had to holler, unclean, unclean, unclean. But them men were sitting outside the gate of that city, and they looked around, and they said, the famine is already here. But if we stand here, we gonna die. And then we go in there, we gonna die. I'm going to take it in my own. If I stand here, I'm going to die. And if I go in there, I'm going to die. But I need something to sustain me. Can I tell you, sometimes I want you to know that we have to break the law of the land, in the sense that God said when he sent his son and he died on the cross, didn't he come to fulfill the law? Well, back then, they didn't even know it hadn't even happened. But they made a decision within themselves. And I'm going to say it like this. They didn't didn't say it, but this is where I'm at right now today. Hey, for God I live and for God I die. And when they made a choice, huh, they broke the law and they entered into the city. How many of y'all need to enter into a city, that land of milk and honey, when you break through and decide in your mind that I'm going to step forward in the things of God, knowing that what you need is already within you, knowing that the Holy Spirit is leading you, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. They stepped into that city. And how about this, y'all? Huh? The place where you need to step in, it'll be, as they say, I'm taking it in the sense of how I'm looking at life in today. Huh? You step off into something, and when you step in, the enemy that was supposed to be in there to lock you up, to kill you, to tear you down, God then already called a shift in the atmosphere. Nobody was home. Huh? They left all the goods. They left all the food. They left the horses. They left the cattle. They left it there. They went in there and fed till they couldn't eat no more. And can I tell you, they had enough love and compassion within their heart. How long you going to stay at the pool of Bethesda? When are you going to make a decision within yourself to say, for God I live and for God I die? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. All that I've gone through has not been for naught. God has been ordering my steps throughout this. Huh? Every affliction that has come, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I will deliver you out of them all. He didn't say I might. He said, I shall deliver you out of them all. He done let us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The only thing is going to prosper is that you allow. Huh? When you're going to step out to that land flowing with milk and honey, to do the things that God has called you to do. Because can I tell you that your family is waiting on you to get in position. Your family, your seed and your seed seeds is waiting on you to break down generational curses. All of this comes from getting from that pool of Bethesda. Look into Tyrone and lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has put down in you. Can I tell you, when we hear and obey, and obedience is the key to the Word of God. Can I tell you, the shift that's already happened in your life and you don't realize you done shifted is because God is taking you to another level. And watch this, y'all. You're already equipped for the devil. He can't handle this. And y'all, I'm going to hit MC him and say, he can't handle this. He can't do nothing with you because of who you are and who called you in this position. And that's all that he's given me to say on this morning. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may you take a look at your life and see where you have to put your hand. He gave you the power, I hear you, to tread over the lion, the serpent, and the adder. They ain't got nothing on you, baby. They can't handle what God has put in you. They cannot hold you back. Can I tell you, when you start speaking the word of God over your life and your situation, even as they say, anything that you stand in need of, can I tell you, he said, take dominion. Use the word of God. Call them things. Your word has power. Use the word of God. And move forward in him. Leave that pool and everybody at it. Stop surrounding yourself by people who ain't going where you going. People who ain't doing what you doing. Huh? Yeah, they might be there. They might be hurting. But see, you ain't got to hurt like that. Because he said that he was wounded for you. He was bruised for you. He said that he made your way prosperous. Come on. Hey, they ain't trying to go there. They trying to hold you down. You better let go. Take them out there. Here I go again, God. Okay, you done took me back. Let them go. They ain't even going. Some of them is right there in the house with you. Some of them in the church with you. Some of them on your job. They just, I hear my pastor say they spiritual leeches draining you. Don't let them suck you dry. Move on. Come away from that pool. Get around my like-minded people. Have them pray you up and out of what you in so you can pray somebody else up in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I turn it back to you, Apostle.
Amen. What stood out to me, Mother, is when you said, for God I live, for God I die. How many people truly mean that and not just saying it? And when are you gonna step out? Because remember, your family is dependent on you. It's time to break generation curses. Are you equipped to do it, or are you just talking about doing it? It's a difference.
I know that.
If you're equipped to do it, you're going to stand on it and try to break it. or you just talk about it and don't do anything, and the same thing and over again to your family. What a wonderful word this morning, Mother. I thank you for coming on and doing what the Lord said and gave you to do. Because, again, it's not about us. It's all about kingdom business and building his kingdom. Titles is just that. But it's, the anointing is what's going to exceed the title. People want the title.
Amen.
And say this all the time, but they don't know what it really comes with each title. They just see the name and want people to pastor so-and-so, apostle so-and-so, prophet is this. That don't mean anything if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit. That don't mean anything if you're not anointed by God. Anointed by man, anointed by God is two different things. Totally different. Anointed by man, they just want to pronounce you because they said that you are this. But when you're anointed by God, can't nobody change what God did for you and what he called you to do, because the anointing is not yours, it's his. He gave it to you. Man did not. You did a wonderful thing. Father, I'm going to ask you to come and touch your daughter right now. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, give back what she gave out to your people, Father God. You already know the need and desire, and we already know it is well and it is done. Because you said, well, there are two or three, you're in the midst. And we're standing on that word. Continue to bless her tremendously. Continue to overflow for her. Doors are going to open that no man can open or have access to but you. And that's how we know it's from the Lord. Continue to show her and guide her in the right direction. In Jesus' name, amen. Mother, I know you're not real big on speaking, but what if the people want to hear you again and or encourage you to come to where they are and speak? Give them the prayer line number so they can listen and let them know the time so they can come on and support you as well.
Amen, 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 as they say. She mentioned it. I'm not big on titles. I say I'm a moderator, facilitator, but can I tell you, pastoralship is right there. We've been, the sanctuary is the name of the organization that God named himself. And he said if you come in, he would meet us there. You can come in. We're on Sunday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central Time. For at least an hour. We come in and we study all week. We pray for the men on Wednesday, and we bring a word on Sundays and Fridays and do communion every week because he said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. You can reach us at 425-436-6316. The access code is 632-776. We'll be more than happy to have you to come in because we're about uniting the body of Christ. We're about building up. We're about exhorting. We're about teaching and letting the people know who they are in God as he gives us the unction coming through the Holy Spirit to build you up in your most holy faith, because can I tell you, he's got everybody strategically placed all over the world. So we welcome you to come in and fellowship with us and be a part of us every day. And if you can't find me there, hit Abba House International. You know, she'll give you the numbers to reach out and be in because we're in the house. Because there is room in each house for each and every one. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother, call or press 1. They have a word for you or they have something they want to say. Hold on.
Amen.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to him. That's my baby.
Did a wonderful job, as always. As always. You say this to us all the time, that we are we push you because we believe what's in you, Mother. That's the reason why we do what we do. We do that because we love you. And I just want to go back to what I said when I first saw you, when I first spoke with you on the phone, and I told you that there's still work for you. There is still work for you. And the beautiful thing about God is God, not only he wants that return, but he knows that that return that he has put into us is there. So there is so much work left for you to do. The sanctuary is just the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg that you are getting ready to shift. There are some things that God is getting ready to take you into. And that's the reason why I tell you all the time, we believe in the God that's in you. We believe in the God that pushes you. We believe in the prophetic gift that God has placed inside you. It is such an honor to have you as a part of the Abba House family. It's such an honor to have you in our ministry. And we just want to tell you, thank you for everything that you're doing. And we're just glad to have you a part. And know that we are with you. No matter what the enemy brings, we're going to be praying for you. No matter how the enemy come, we got you. No matter what the enemy have to say, no matter what the enemy got set up and playing, you already know we're coming. We didn't prove that naturally, and we didn't prove that spiritually. We will show up. We will show up. It's not because, listen, it's because of what God has invested in you. We don't want nothing from you but to see you flourish. That's it. That's it. We want to see you get to the place where God, my bishop used to say this all the time. Our bishop used to say this all the time when he would preach. He said, when I leave here, I want to be rattling. I don't want to have nothing in me. And that's the reason why we push you, because we know that there is so much in you. There's so many young women that you need to deposit into. That young woman Sunday, when you pray for that young woman Sunday, I don't think you realize the impact that you had on her. You literally shifted her. You literally moved some obstacles out of her way so she could see better because of what the Lord had you to release into the and into her life. So I want to let you know from your son to your pastor, we are proud of you. From your son and your pastor, we're proud of you.
Amen.
We're proud of you. There is so much. Your daughter is proud of you. What's the title for her right now?
Apostle Elect.
Yeah, the Apostle Elect, she's proud of you too. Yeah. The Apostle Elect, she's proud. So I just want to let you know, we are so excited for the ride. Jesus, help me right through here. We're excited for the ride because we see what God is doing. We're excited for the ride because we see what God is doing. Lord have mercy. Mother, we see what God is doing. We see it. And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to say it out loud over the airwaves. There is so much more that's attached to Nellie Morgan. Prophetess Nellie Morgan.
Okay.
There's so much more attached to you.
Hey,
Mother
hey,
of Zion. Hey. Your daughter called you the Mother in Zion. So we're just excited. I just wanted to share that with you this morning. I wanted to share that with you this morning and tell you we love you. We appreciate you.
I love y'all. That's not even a question. You know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, y'all. I have to say this right. There is liberty and there is freedom to move and to be who you are. I say this and I say it with no reservation. You know, even on today as I was talking, I said somebody is stuck in a place at the Pool of Bethesda. It ain't nobody outside their home, but you're listening in anyhow. Ooh, and they're trying to hold you back. They're trying to bring back to you everything that you done in your past. But I come to let you know today, huh? Your past don't dictate where God has taken you. And he was talking to you to let you know to stand firm. I received what you said, but as you was talking, I just feel my spirit. And I just learned to say what come to me. So y'all be blessed. I receive what you said. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. You know.
And you know, we love
have
you
a house
too.
In the next
that's
one,
why.
Girl.
That's right. That's why it was the divine connection at the time where we needed each other. Remember, you met Apostle first on the phone. And then I came. And then we connected like no other. Out of all the people you've met, God made sure that we was in your life at the time that you needed us and we needed you. That's what you call a divine connection. We know we're not a fit for everybody, and Apostle and I are okay with that. Because we're not going to sugarcoat anything with anybody because we don't want the blood to be on our hands. We're going to do what the Lord say all the time. And if we love you, we'll show you because, remember, love is an action. And when we say we got you, we got you. And we'll fight for you in the spirit. We'll intercede for you in the spirit. That's why the attachment is so great and so powerful because God did the connection. It wasn't us. And we are honored to have you a part of our life. So don't you ever feel that you're not wanted, you're not welcome, which I know you don't feel that way, but the enemy is crafty. He will try to say things to make you feel that way, but we know it doesn't happen at the Abba House or on Worldwide Gospel Connection. Because
Amen.
We protect each other at all times. At all times. And we're, again, so honored that you came on to do what thus saith the Lord. It's not a coincidence, because you remember, you didn't have nothing yesterday.
I'm telling
God
y'all,
did
y'all
it right.
Was laughing, y'all, and I don't mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we're human. And I was sitting up this morning, I said, God, you got jokes. You know, I'm telling you, the message I brought, what I said, I had to go back and listen. But if I tell you, I got up and I told them this, and I'm going to tell y'all, somebody's wrestling with where I wrestle. And I guess I keep bringing it out. I don't know who you are. But can I tell you, he gave me a whole scripture. He gave me a whole message. And I jumped up at midnight to write it down and couldn't remember nothing but keep it simple, saint. Because God wants us to understand that he loves us that much. And when you start doubting who you are in him, then the enemy got you. But if I tell you, you got to stand 10 toes down. I'm just a little old lady from the country. Flat-footed, 10 toes down, and tell God, I'm going to stand anyway. What you say, if I don't say nothing but amen, I'm going to say it, and the devil is going to start to flee out of your life. Because I had just told her, I said, well, I guess he's going to talk. So he said what he had to say because it's not about us. That's what this message is today. It's not about you. It's about the will. It's about the way. It's about the assignment that God has on our lives. And we cannot stay at the pool of Bethesda waiting on Tyrone and nobody else to come in and tell us anything. We've got to activate that faith that he put in us. We've got to move to that next dimension. We've got to go to that next level. As they say, but God, I don't feel. It ain't about what you feel. It's about what I did, and that's what's important. But I love y'all, and I know I keep going back to whoever that is. Hey, I don't know where they at, but I'm telling you, it's working me in the pit of my stomach on this morning to say that God loves you and God is with you. And if you open up your mouth, God is going to speak through you. Amen. I'm done.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you. If you guys didn't catch the replay, you can always go back and listen. I tagged it to Mother Nellie's page as well. Remember, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. It's not about us. It's about helping you understand who you are and telling you about somebody who can save anybody if he saves
Come
us.
On.
You want to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, I could not see. Lord, what would I do in life and where would I go? Oh my, how would I handle things, all that I know?
Church home. If you go online, fine, but ask the Lord to show you where to go. Don't just go anywhere. You still have to guard your ear gates and be careful what you're listening to. You're always welcome to join the Abba House every Sunday at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. Number 832-519-7646. And make sure, three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. Remember, you're welcome at the Abba House International at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 770. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is walking and preaching the same thing. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. It states, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. I say this all the time when you become a new creature in Christ. Welcome if you surrender your life. Not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. It's going to get a little rocky. It's going to get a little rough. But now you will have the tools to help you get over that. That's what the purpose of you needing the Bible. That's the purpose of you getting under in a church. And that's, number three, that's the purpose of you having a covering, a true anointed covering, not just anybody that's covering you. You still have to be mindful of that as well. That's why it's very important for them to walk and live the same thing. You can't ride the fence in this. You're not going to get anywhere but sitting there on the fence. You didn't try it your way. Now try it God's way. Now remember, the blessed oil is free. If you need it, we still have it. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. If you're in Houston, we will meet you, give it to you, pray with you. If you're out of town, we will mail it to you. It is free. This is no miracle soap, miracle water, or miracle socks, a miracle clock. This is blessed oil that is prayed over. We will definitely mail it to you. You can inbox us at Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com on Facebook, or worldwidegospelconnection at gmail.com. And again, you're always welcome to text that phone number, 832-519-7646, and say, can you pray for me? Can you send me some blessed oil? Of course we can. Send your address. We will do it with no problem. Remember, Core Gets the Gifts Body Scrub is homemade, phenomenal. It will leave your skin feeling so smooth. I make this homemade, you guys. And it really will bless your skin and uplift you just by taking a good hot shower and using the scrub. I have it some for men, women, lemon, lavender, strawberry, and I'm telling you, ladies, it is phenomenal. If you want to reach out and purchase some, you can reach me also at 832-519-7646 and text me what you want, and I'll reply with the prices and everything. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Let's support one another. Let's encourage one another. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love one another. The Bible says if you have a problem with your brother, go to him. If you have a problem, go to him. Sometimes you can't. Absolutely you can't. And that's okay. But you can still say, I forgive you, and give them to God. And now hold on to it. Don't let your problem succeed you serving God. Give it to him. Don't go back and pick it up, because once you give it to him, he got it. If you go back and pick it up, he think you didn't need him. And trust me, you don't want him to think that. Don't forget to join us Monday for Man Up Monday. Apostle going to have another phenomenal man of God on. Next Thursday, our spiritual daughter, Prophetess Nicole, will be on. The following Thursday, the other spiritual daughter, Prophetess Mel, will be on. We have some phenomenal people coming on to help push you and encourage you and guide you in your direction. And as the apostle say, let me push you to your destiny. Push you to your purpose. Guide you to your destiny. That's what we're here for, to encourage you. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Remember, spend time with the Lord, because he's right there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You'll leave him first. Have a blessed, phenomenal day. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because
because of